where they, you know, did all the pruning, but I don't know what this guy is doing.
Probably just picking them. Are your dates coming in yet?
I don't know. Do they grow dates here?
Date palms, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, they're delicious. They're delicious. Well, enjoy your dinner.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you. Bye.
I didn't make it. I came running in and you ended.
All participants are now unmuted.
Okay, let's bring everything back. The internal speakers input. Skype. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob.
What's all that?
Check your output.
All participants are now muted.
I don't know how to get there. It's always different every time, but we got there. Okay, unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
So, one thing, are you still there, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay, I thought of something after. The thinking that Moses released, when he found out, oh, my God, I'm Jewish, these guys are going through agony, I better release them. Well, what I am told is, well, that doesn't work, is that the slaves did not suffer doing their work. They loved doing the work.
Right.
So the image that slavery was painful is not accurate, according to Dion.
He just had an existential crisis and ran out in the wilderness yelling shit, and some people followed him.
No, he didn't have a magnesium deficiency problem. He was
was Aaron going to kill him?
I don't know, but he had an agenda of coming from the future or working for some people. Whatever, I mean, he's working for me. I got fucking built the pyramids. Let's get fucking serious now, right?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Anybody disagree with that?
No.
Anybody disagree with me?
Nope. Nope.
Only if Carolyn disagrees, then I agree with her.
Well, Carol's gone to bed, so, you know.
All bases covered.
I miss this guy. Yeah. So, but I'm willing to hand over to Moses. I'm not into the fame game, right? I like being anonymous. Unknown's anonymous. That's the club I belong to. So let's not have anybody spread this around that I built the pyramids, okay? Let's keep it in the down low. Is that what they say? Keep it on the down low. Keep it as a hidden ground.
Bob.
Hidden ground, Bob. Visible.
Visible? No, invisible.
Invisible. Invisible.
Yeah, indivisible. Okay.
Hidden ground.
Now, he explained
invisible.
You how to. He explained you how to parallel world. Bert, did you ever hear that before? That ever been said before?
No, not at all.
It was a big act of negligence. I forgot to post that 8 years ago, right? I should have. I should have told everybody years ago.
You were getting so much better at apologies.
Man.
What'd you say, Sarah?
I said, wow. Because you were coming a long way. You were getting so much better with sympathy and apologies and things like that.
When was that? What the fuck? You always
think
that. I don't know what you're thinking of. What? I was apologizing to people. When did that happen?
Never, never. You're right, Bob.
Yeah. See? What are you doing with your digital dialectic? Clean up your digital dialectic. You're supposed to be perverse and hallucinate, but, man, you're doing something weird. Okay, so now, okay, we know how to do it now, right? Tomorrow morning, you'll re-listen to this. Start walk around looking for the glow. The window will start glowing at you.
Yes.
Yep, looking for the gas leak.
And it may be more than just your rods and cones glowing. It may be a different glow.
Right. I'm glad that Roxy phoned in sick. No, she phoned in well. I'm too well to commit to work today. So that she can recover from this knowledge. You're going to have to absorb this. Are you ready for this, Roxy?
I'm always ready for more.
Well, when you're biking tomorrow.
The best thing is that you can play ping pong with yourself.
Right.
Wow.
Everybody has a twin.
Love it.
Everybody Love has it. A twin.
And then there's more. Didn't he say
what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. There's no meaning. What's meaning for? Meaning is the alphabetic effect.
Okay, maybe why is my twin so mean?
Oh, is that what you said? What does that mean?
Yes.
Just while I'm on to it. When you ask what does it mean, you want an image to put into a box. That's
I
want to
know if it means like duplicate body.
The effect of the phonetic alphabet, Sarah, is that you create meaning by taking something, turn it into a concept or name
defining
it, and
defining
the put
boundaries
it in the box.
Of it and then dichotomizing it and reflecting
it.
No,
you put it in the box. No, you
in a refracted tractor.
You call it your mind. That's a phonetic effect. All right? And you can live without putting things in a box. You'll be unemployed.
Oh, no.
Starve.
No.
Be in bad
I don't
shape,
believe
but,
that's the true statement. No.
You've got to get your shit in phonetic alphabet working properly. You got to know what it's for. Anyways, so wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that pretty interesting? Oh, I have to say, at the end, Carol and I embossed it. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about with the person coming up and saying, "Hey, you got a twin," and that didn't get explained too well, did it?
No, which is why I inquired.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, what was your inquiry?
What does that mean?
What I and Carolyn were saying there? Yeah, I think it was a little confusing.
Everybody has
that was where Carolyn just gave up. It's, oh, yeah, that's good. But, nah, he was,
well,
he was lying. He didn't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but Carolyn's other Carolyn's other could have parallel worlded here. And then that person who came up to her saw Carolyn's other here.
Yes,
right,
and Bob stepped in. But not this Bob, the Bob that's funnier. Go.
Yeah, did you hear me come in at the end? I came in, and I realized they were finished. I missed that. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I came in late. But listen to this. I did hearing it this time, Gene, realize, the person didn't come to this world and say, hey, you're a twin. Carolyn was in another world, and the person spoke to Carolyn in another world. That seemed to clear it up, sort of, right? That's what you just said. Yeah. That I got this time. So if I hear it, knowing that was the punchline, I can maybe rehear it and get it.
Yeah.
You see how your mind positions itself in one aspect and forgets the other aspect?
Yes.
You think, I'm here. Someone came up to you. Hey, you got a twin. And you think you're in this world when that's happened to you, when that's happening. It's not.
Oh, my
God. I remember that.
Well, that's how I'm right now defining proximity, is the closer you are to believing, embracing, Ion kept saying.
Yeah, you have to believe this.
Yeah,
you have to sort of make it up. Create
it. That's step one. Yeah.
Did we hear Sean come in?
Is there more discussion on what it looks like? Because he spoke about the wavy lights. There's a bright light or a light that you see that you can just step through. Is there more on that discussion?
I think so. Through the months and years, I was always adding. I'm looking at the next session.
Now,
number
Bob,
86.
What was the? Remind me what the ribbons that was in Twin Peaks. You said that.
Oh,
that
when
was
I when Ion as a hologram showed us the connection between two other worlds, not our world and them. We're looking at like a train between two other worlds. We're outside looking at two other worlds communicating. That was when the pastels happened on the screen. The screen went blank. We couldn't see JW's hologram anymore. And we watched that for a while. Then it disappeared, and then Ion was back again and started talking to it. So Ion affected the screen of our Skype. And then you see that in Twin Peaks when the...
David Bowie.
They're looking for the bad coop, and he was there. And then they say, no, he's over here. And they show the stripes in the screen when they go from here to the other place that Dale Cooper really was. Something like that.
So did you see that on your screen?
I did when I was 9 years old.
It's in the TV show. We saw it on our Skype screen, and then it showed up. The same pastel pattern showed up in Twin Peaks. Because when somebody goes to the White Lodge, and that's surveilling everything, and they say, okay, Cooper was here, but now he's over there. So they said Cooper was here. Then they showed the pastel stripes. Then they showed the second place where Cooper had gone.
Yeah.
And they showed this pastel intermediary phase, which was similar to us seeing the communication between two worlds, two and three, or maybe three and four.
Oh, wow.
Two other worlds.
Hmm.
Not between me and...
So that's a visual, another kind of visual distortion or something in our...
Yeah.
What we believe we see.
Yeah. Okay, so Bob, what you were saying now is that you weren't seeing from this world to another world. You were looking at two or three other worlds in through your the visual bias through the monitor of your computer. Ion was showing you worlds three and four when you were looking at the hologram. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's Ion's a hologram and he's floating around. Then he's gone, and our screen is covered with pastel ribbons. And Ion's voiceover says, you are looking at the communication, the connecting between two other worlds, not between me and a world. So we were actually seeing, seeing ESP. We were seeing some communication going on between two worlds that we were not involved. We were not in either one of them. That was odd.
Wow. So how do you differentiate between world three and four when you were looking at it?
I didn't. We were just seeing the pastels, the connecting bridge in between them. We didn't see the two worlds. We just saw the...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The part in between, the tunnel, so to speak.
Yes. I've got you now.
You should hear that on the video, the audio of the experience. It should be there.
Yeah, I have.
Like, I go, what's that? What happened to the screen? We can't see you. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Yes, it was very authentic at the time.
Yeah, I do know,
Yeah.
It was very authentic sounding, Sarah? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Good. Well, I keep thinking the image that sticks with me is we're looking at JW, then we're looking at JW standing up. Then Carolyn says, once we kind of realize it's the hologram, sort of, I don't know what we realize. I could go and play the beginning. Carolyn goes, where's the JW? and the image, the screen, goes to down the pathway, just down the room a bit, and you see JW sitting in his chair with his head to his side in an awkward position. And then we go back to the hologram. That's where you hear Carolyn gasp.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe I could just bring that up and play that first part. So over to Ian and Bob.
Are we continuing with this recording as well, Bob? Is there more?
No, this recording finished. You actually heard JW. Ian comes out.
Yes,
at the end. It's gone, and then you hear JW chatting with Carolyn.
He had to break it to you easy.
He had to break what into us?
We actually heard JW and Carolyn kind of contemplating how to let you in on all of it.
Well, what the information I think what they're referring to, I was getting mad at Ion in previous sessions about his rambling metaphors, and Ion's telling us that JW gets very upset at that. He wants everybody to get it, and if someone's not getting it disturbs him. That's where he's sensitive about. And so Ion said, get over it. You know, Bob doesn't get it. It's not a problem. Something like that. Mm. I don't know if I can't believe they said that. I mean, it's important I fucking get it. If I don't get it, nobody gets it. So my logic doesn't work here. But Ion told JW to cool it. So then that's what they're talking about there. They're going this crazy stuff about me being brutally honest. I don't know what that fuck. Well, Carol's not being honest. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like I would have said at the end there, when he did that fucking thing about the ping pong and two worlds, and the guy comes up and says, you're my twin, I would have said, what the fuck? Where is this person? Then I might have found out the answer.
See, it's your blatant lack of time and place etiquette.
No, I demand to know.
That makes it like mean or whatever.
And what's it mean to take things literally? How do you fucking take things not literally? Okay.
If you take them metaphorically, philosophically.
You tell me how to pass the butter. Like, good joke there. Yes, life's a bat of butter. And nobody
life's a cabaret.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shut your mouth, Bob.
I take it literally. Oh, you want some butter? Here it is. You know, this nonsense about me, Bob takes everything literally. Oh, how do you not take that? I know when symbolism, I take metaphors literally when they're metaphorical. I don't take goddamn life metaphorically. Yes, I do.
Well, you should take discussing life metaphorically maybe a little.
No, I don't know. What is the metaphor? What's the metaphor?
The medium is the metaphor. No, the method is the metaphor. Yeah, the method is the method.
Yeah, that's McClune. Don't you fucking throw any McClune shit at me. I don't have that.
It's definitely human.
The medium is the metaphor.
Yeah. Okay, I'm bringing up Ion takes a selfie. This is under post archive on Ion and Bob. Listen to the session. Let's see. Oh, fuck. I got to do all this crazy distorting of the input.
Input, output, headset.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I can quit. Where is it? Shit. Okay. I
don't think you'd make a good pilot, Bob. I don't think you'd make a good pilot. Okay, flaps.
But he has such a high capacity for responsibility.
And the carriage. Slow down. Okay, Bob, you're supposed to be following the input-output. Okay, now we're going to land, Bob. Now, the carriage is still not out, Bob.
Carriage. I don't even know how it'd be non-literal. We're landing. That's right. No, humanity will never land. We'll never fucking land. There's no beginning, no ending.
Never getting that.
No, Bob, we're actually landing here. Fucking turn your plane left at Greenland.
Bob, you got to tape a checklist on.
Well, then come at it from another angle.
Tape a checklist.
You need that checklist, Bob. Jeez.
Pretty too much Bob.
And do output.
All right, here we
go. Make sure you do the output.
We're going to attempt to make this work. I think I'm supposed to put Skype open. Why is there so little sound?
So input input is Skype and output is
what? It sounds okay.
All right. I better mute you guys. We get too excited. Start coughing, sneezing.
All participants are now muted.
Why is it so low? I don't think we're broadcasting, are we? You guys can hear me? No, you're on mute. Okay, so where is it? What happens if I just put this on?
We have not done ION on Skype.
Okay.
I want to turn you guys on to a new development, new knowledge. We have not done ION on Skype. I think we did it once. Years ago, I watched JW and ION came through, and I noticed his eyes got a little glassy. That was about it. But this time, we know a lot more, so we decided to get ION on Skype. I wanted to see the hologram of ION beside JW. You know, we've learned that ION is not always coming, quote, through JW. When ION wants to, they come through on their own level. If I looked at you on Skype, I asked a few weeks ago, what would I see, a little glowing ball beside JW or not even near JW? He said you would see a hologram of JW. So we, the other night, November 27th, set this up to experience the hologram. So that's pretty exciting. We will begin with how we did this. We had to edit certain parts, but there's a lot of parts to play. And also, we were just looking at JW. We hadn't looked at him on Skype for a while. We usually start the session with ION. So you'll hear us laughing as we look at JW, and then we immediately went into bringing ION forward. JW had a funny expression on his face, which we hadn't seen. He actually looked terrified, like he started screaming that he's going to get possessed. So that's what it begins with. We're laughing at how JW looked.
He was joking.
I don't know if he was joking. He might have. Yeah, he might have, because he knew what we were going to do.
He knew what we were going to do. He knew.
He knew what our agenda was.
Yeah, he was playing it up.
So that's the confusing beginning. We're laughing at the way JW looks, but then he quickly is removed from the scene. So we begin with that as we begin the session. So, okay.
Okay, go.
This is being good. You're going down, you're going out, JW. He's all nervous.
I don't care.
Yeah, okay, relax.
That's okay. You goatable little one.
Yeah, this is what you always do.
No, you just remember. Dave Webster's in a little cage.
Yeah. Well,
you can't get out of the little cage. Okay.
No. Okay, so this is what JW does when we go, okay, we're getting ready. He starts, opens his mouth, he goes, ah! He goes into a scream mode. Okay.
Introduce the topic.
All right. What's the way we use it? This is being recorded. Don't we say this is a session with Bob and Carolyn?
We'll have to listen to another one to see what you did, Bob.
This is a session. This is Mike Dyer and Bob Dobbs, and this is a session with Bob and Carolyn, and it's being recorded on November 27th, copyright 2014.
New Grandview.
All rights reserved. New Grandview or New Grandview. All rights incorporated. All rights reserved. We're starting the recording at 10:30 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, ION.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, ION. We're looking at you on Skype.
You can't be non-physical.
Are you going through JW right now?
Well, you have a new visual bias, so the answer is, from your perception, yes. From my perception, no.
Did you just do a shift, and the JW human being is somewhere else right now?
It's shifting. You'll see. It's shifting.
Right. Now, you're walking now. You're moving.
Yeah.
Is JW walking, too?
No, he's in the chair.
Can you take the camera and shoot back? So let us see him in the chair at the same time. Look, I had to take you down the dark hallway. You're taking it somewhere, aren't you? Is that JW? That's JW. He's all quiet.
Yeah.
Now, back to you, ION. Where are you? You'll be walking. Nice. Very nice. Wow, that was pretty good. That was JW sleeping. Now here is ION. You are the hologram, right?
the forehead. We see you. Put the camera down towards your face a little bit more. We're just seeing your forehead. Now, you are the hologram, correct?
It's not really right to say hologram. It's more right to say perception, a visual perception.
A simulation of JW. You're a simulation.
It's what you can see.
Could other people see this?
Right now?
Yeah. This body.
What's that? That's a weird zone. Is that another world?
That's corridors that don't lead to here.
Wow. Corridors that don't. Awesome.
We have lots of.
All participants are now unmuted.
Okay, can we talk? Can you hear me? Do I have to do anything?
Yes. Yes. Hear you.
Corridors that don't lead to here? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Corridors that don't... So he suddenly saw it, changed the screen. What's that? He said, that's corridors that don't lead to here. There's corridors between other things. Now, I didn't hear Carolyn gasp. I don't know. Maybe not on the recording, or I can't hear it this way, but I remember that, her gasping. Anyways, those are corridors that don't lead to here. Okay, are we happy with that?
Yeah, the first time, Ion was more flirting with Carolyn, too. She more squealed than gasped.
Oh, I didn't hear that. When was the squeal?
Or just, like, giggled.
Well, I'm going to go back and play this with the mic over.
No, it wasn't on this one. I'm telling you, the first time you said you couldn't hear something that you did the first time. I couldn't either. And what I couldn't hear was Ion flirting with Carolyn this time.
What's that? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to go back to what we got here, Bob's commentary. Let's see what this is. What this one does.
Bird. Before we started, JW was walking around the factory showing us different parts of the latest additions.
Back to the beginning.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what you've heard. Before we started, JW was walking around the factory showing us different parts of the latest additions to the Coldplay apparatus and other things. And we were kind of laughing because he has a new Note 4, incredible, you know, high-definition visuality.
Like, it's Samsung.
The Samsung thing, yeah. And I've never seen the factory so clear and colorful, and all the pipes and everything designed. It was really a luscious experience. But as JW was walking along with a slightly goofy smile on his face, he's waddling in a forward motion, and so I start laughing at the way his body was waddling. He was just walking along and showing his stuff, and it had an odd forward thrust. Doesn't matter if you visualize what I'm saying. It was a certain walk. Then Ion took over and left JW and started showing us around the factory. He was gliding. It was fucking unmistakable, the difference. Ion was a hologram or something. None of this waddling thing that the physical JW had. So that was a major difference right there, this waddling thing, and non-waddling. And as you'll hear us talk about later, the head of the JW Ion we're talking to is so porcelain and serious, and we eventually use the word stoic. It looks like a Terminator head. You can see it is not this friendly, giant JW face, which is more bubbly. This was a serious fucking, like, what is that, Mount Rushmore fucking face. It was almost funny the way it was so solid. So we're trying to describe how Ion looked. Now, when we said, okay, you're there floating along, where's JW? And within, like, 2 seconds, they flashed us back. Actually, they just switched the image. Ion could have been right beside there. But there's JW, and we see the side of his face, and he's got his eyes closed, and he's kind of like in a knockout punch mode. He's just there totally relaxed in his face. And then it's just back to Ion floating along. So Carolyn was very impressed with this shift of seeing one JW and the next JW.
It was like a total validation of there are more than one JW. We saw it. It was shocking, and it kind of, to me, was a real change point.
A perceptual shift in your own perception of reality.
Yeah.
And at the beginning there, we were working on that, and all of a sudden, the screen becomes this weird, shaded, abstract art weirdness. And we go, what's that? And we find out it's corridors. So he actually showed us corridors to other worlds, or corridors from other worlds coming into our world. I mean, it definitely was, like Ion could have showed a weird shoebox and said, look at that weird thing. No, you could see the transition movement corridor that you could move along. And so he showed us access to other worlds or something like that. He says, what, these worlds come from not here or something. So that was pretty neat. That was the first, I think that was one of the first, well, the JW head, the relaxed head, and then the Ion possessed JW. Or, it's not possessed, it is, we saw Ion imitating the form of JW floating along, and he said he could easily become spiders leaving a web. He could take any form, and I wanted him to become my head. And he didn't become my head, but he said that I became JW's head for Eben and Califia and those people, and they never reported that they saw that, and I don't know if they saw the JW head. I don't know if Ion would show that. We're not sure exactly what Eben and them saw when Ion says that he took me sitting there with them and put their head over my head. So, but nobody screamed and yelled and said anything at the time.
Right.
So when you say that, okay, we want to see JW in the chair, when you say the phone shifted, is it like somebody, you can see the walls and everything as the phone turns towards JW?
No, it's just a quick edit. It's an edit. Carolyn's saying she did see movement of the camera. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he just turned around and pointed the camera out. He had walked away.
And then he pointed back, and what happened? Yeah, we were right in front. We were floating along in front of Ion as JW, and then we said we want to look back and see JW, and all of a sudden we were in front of JW's head. There was no motion going back towards JW. We just suddenly were looking at a completely different posture.
Yeah, but I think it just turned around. Well, that's what I'm thinking I saw.
We had moved a bit. It seemed to move a bit. He couldn't have turned the camera because he was too far away from JW.
He turned and walked back a little
bit. Did you see movement going back?
Yeah.
That's what I didn't see the movement going back. Because he hadn't gone far when we said, okay, you've left JW. Where's JW? Show us the other JW. And so pretty quickly, in my perception, we were looking at a ridiculously peaceful a side of JW, which I never see him like that. He was looking off to the side with his eyes closed, in a way, fallen asleep, but not a dropping head. It was an erect, positioned head, but looked like it was asleep or unconscious. It was an odd angle. Then all of a sudden, we're back watching from the front, looking back at Ion, floating along. We're right like a little dog in front, watching Ion float towards us, right? That's why we were in front of him. So we weren't seeing where he was going. And we were just looking at JW, at the Ionic JW. It was very striking how fluid it was.
So you mean Ion is holding the camera?
He's holding the. He's on an iPhone, and the iPhone is on Skype, or we're Skyping to his four-note Samsung iPhone bullshit thing. All right, and it's really good quality. So once Ion starts to, the other JW, the hologram JW, which is not the right word, but that fucking virtual image started moving, we are looking at him through the iPhone that Ion is holding.
So okay, the hologram actually has arms to hold a phone.
Yes.
Is he holding it out in front of himself, the Ion hologram, so that you're looking at him?
It's not in a selfie position. It's down by his belt. where the belt would be. It's like you're sitting on his belt or jutting out on a little swimming pool platform and looking up at his head. You're looking up at Mount Rushmore. We were looking up at this amazing, solid head. It's slightly different and more solid than JW's friendly face. This was a serious face.
And then he started pointing the camera, right?
Yeah, and then he started showing the environment and making the camera, you know, aiming it at some area. And he quickly, one of the first things he showed us was this weird corridors, this weird fucking undeniably different. I go, what's that? I think I go here and I go, what's that? What's that? No, that's places from not here. He says it weirdly. These are places that do not come from here, even though it looked like they were coming from here, going somewhere else.
Well, you have
what? The recording? Yeah, so you hear what I say, but that was startling. We didn't expect that. He just suddenly showed us the non-factory environment.
It was more than one corridor, Bob?
It was odd. It was like maybe three corridors, but they were like shadings that went to one place, but they seemed to be different. It was a trompe-l'oeil. I'd say it was like an M.C. Escher painting, but not going up and down, but just straightforward. It was odd. It didn't make sense what we were looking at. It did not make visual sense. That's why I said, what's that? What are we looking at? Ian describes it a little later really beautifully. He talks about the folds and pleats like clothing. The foldings and pleats. That's the way reality is. It's folding over like your intestines. That's how you go from one place to another. It's not linear. You just touch one part of the pleats or another part of the foldings, like your intestines or the brain, the way the brain's folding over. This is at the 8-minute mark. You've heard 8 minutes. And then I have to jump ahead. 19 minutes I've got to delete. We went into business, looking at the factory, talking about different things, what's developing, so I can't broadcast that. Then we get into acceptable human interest stories at the 27-minute mark or so.
What was the impetus to do this?
We were having a business meeting, and Carol and JW got into their side fucking shit that I can't stand. They get into the fucking details. I don't know what they're fucking talking about. So I threw the phone down and went upstairs and was reading some stuff. I got off the line. I left the business meeting. And I was saying, I'm not fucking putting up with this shit. And they go on for like about half an hour. Then Carolyn yells up, Bob, because I'm upstairs. I ignore Carolyn. They're not going to get me involved. I fucking ignore her. And that's right when you went on Skype, right, Carolyn? All of a sudden, JW went on Skype, right, Carolyn? Is that how it happened? And that's when you first yelled, and I ignored you. And now, wait a minute. So I know the pattern. When Carolyn goes to sleep, he will tell me stuff, and Carol misses it. Other times, when I'm not there, he will tell Carol stuff, and I miss it. At some point, I start saying, wait a minute. I know they're going to get into something. But I didn't move. I didn't care. Then Carol yelled again, and then she yelled up Skype or something. So I said, oh, there it is. JW's fucking doing something because I'm not there. So I hightailed down there, got over my anger and started to, or frustration, not anger, and then started to watch it. And there it was, and this perfectly high-definition thing. So I'm glad I didn't miss it because it was incredible what was going to unfold. But often JW will do that. It's almost like, well, Bob's pissed off. Bob's right. We're getting distracted. We got to give Bob a new hit. So they up the ante by giving me a new fucking piece of candy.
Well, that was interesting. So go back to the...
I want to turn you guys on to a new development, new knowledge.
It's like a Tom movie.
What?
The Testament of Bob is like a Cocteau movie.
Yes, yes.
You are seeing this thing, and they say it goes to somewhere that is not here.
That's right. Let me just replay that. The corridor's not here. Okay, so I just put the volume, well, the volume's up. Let's see.
I want to to turn you guys on to a new development, new knowledge.
Okay, I'll move it forward.
JW had a funny expression on his face, which we hadn't seen.
Hey, you goatable little one.
Okay, I'm here. Yeah, okay, relax.
That's okay. You goatable little one.
Yeah, this is what you always do.
No, you just remember.
Okay, someone making noises? Don't make noises. Okay, I'm going to mute you.
All participants are now muted.
Hey, Webster's in a little cave.
He takes a swipe at
the This is being good. You're going out,
JW. He's all
nervous. Okay, I don't care.
Yeah, okay,
relax.
That's okay. You goatable little one.
Yeah, this is what you always do.
No, you just remember. Dave Webster's in a little cave.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get out of the little cave.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so this is what JW does when we go, okay, we're getting ready. He starts opens his mouth. He goes, ah! He goes into a scream mode. Okay.
Introduce the topic.
All right. What's the way we usually? This is being recorded. Don't we say this is a session with Bob and Carolyn?
We'll have to listen to another one to see what you did, Bob.
This is Mike Dyer, Bob Dobbs, and this is a session with Bob and Carolyn, and it's being recorded on November 27th, copyright 2014.
New Grandview.
All rights reserved. New Grandview or New Grandview. All rights incorporated. All rights reserved. We're starting the recording at 10:30 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Ion. We're looking at you on Skype.
You can't see non-physical.
Are you going through JW right now?
Well, you have a new visual bias, so the answer is, from your perception, yes. But from our perception, no.
Did you just do a shift and the JW human being is somewhere else right now?
It's shifting, you'll see. It's shifting.
Right, now you're walking now. You're moving.
Yeah.
Is JW walking too?
No, he's in the chair.
Can you take the camera and shoot back? So let us see him in the chair at the same time. Look, I had to take you down the dark hallway. You're taking it somewhere, aren't you? Is that JW? That's JW. He's all quiet.
Yeah.
Now, back to you, Ion. Where are you? You'll be walking. Nice. Very nice. Wow, that was pretty good. That was JW sleeping. Now here is Ion. You are the hologram, right? The forehead. We see you. Put the camera down towards your face a little bit more. We're just seeing your forehead. Now you are the hologram, correct?
It's not really right to say hologram. It's more right to say perception, a visual perception.
A simulation of JW. You're a simulation.
It's what you can see.
Could other people see this?
Right now?
Yeah, this body.
What's that? That's a weird zone. Is that another world?
That's corridors that don't lead to here.
Wow. Corridors that don't. Awesome.
We have lots of them.
Those are corridors coming from other worlds?
They don't come from here.
And you're making us see this.
Yes.
You're altering our eyeballs.
No, it is.
You're making it show up on the camera.
Digitization doesn't lie.
Now, do you do this with word power or just think it and then it manifests?
We don't think. See, here's the thing. In the day, you could think good thoughts. Think some happy thoughts, blah, 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 but that day is the past, long past. Now you've moved everything to the cloud. As you've abdicated your throne, you've come into the place where you can't understand that you've got it. When you don't have it, you can't get it. You've got to find a way to figure out how the digitized body allows the digitization of reality. The reality isn't real until it's digitized. Now you can see it because it's digitally enhanced or enhanceable in the cloud that is the cloud that makes this knowing argue with. Are you going to believe us, Bob, or those lying eyes of yours? Then what happens is you start to see visually from a new bias, a new space, that there are creases and folds of realities that move beyond the doorways and paths that you set. Those paths are not available always to those who are not sighted. Sightedness is the limitation. You see seeing as good. We see seeing as bad. Because those who can't see sometimes see. See?
So the digitization is more real than what we see.
It allows you to actually sometimes see for the very first time. Because now you can't argue with the digitized version because it is. You can fast forward it, move it back up, down, over, under, go through it, go past it, grab it in a stump conundrum. You've heard that, so you're tired of it. But now, because you haven't come into your place of power, and we're not fussing and we're not arguing, we're answering your question. Because humans have not successfully come into your place of power, you, humans, have made us non-physical stronger. That's why you're having these shifts and these ridiculous, we think, conversations, trying to calculate where you are in the process of where you are. It's because we are constantly getting stronger, getting larger, getting more vast, getting more, always more. And it's
okay, unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Now figure out how to get the echo. No echo. Okay, hello.
Yeah, it was very good, Bob.
That was good to hear, eh? That last bit?
Yeah.
That last bit? Boy, that's... Like, you know, how come there we don't stop the world there?
Corridors that lead somewhere.
Bizarre.
What'd you say, Roxy? Something sleeps somewhere?
No, I can't imagine the thing in black and white, like cocktail movie.
Yeah, like that's a cocktail movie, man. We saw the goddamn hologram, man. And then he showed corridors between not here. I wish I could read. What did he say? Corridors from not here?
That
anyway,
lead
that's
here.
That lead not here.
Lead not to here.
Yeah. And I had asked him a question he didn't answer. That was his answer. I asked him, he didn't answer it, and he showed the corridors. Something about JW or something. Do I have to bring that up again? What was the question?
Bob, was Iron's face very different visually from what would be normally what JW?
It's exactly like JW's face, but more serious and solid and porcelain, like Mount Rushmore. JW has a happy, bubbly face. You know, he's like blubbery or something. You know, he's, blah, blah. This was like... Is that a good way to describe someone?
I've got the vision on that, Bob.
Yes, good one.
That should be quite clear to you. His face was porcelain. It was cleaned up or something. I don't know. It's tighter skin. And I could be nuts. He probably wasn't that. This is my crazy hallucination from the shock of experiencing it. You know, who knows? It had to be there. Wish the same for you someday.
And did you not get the – you didn't record it, Bob. You couldn't – you don't have this – we've never seen
this. No, we would never
– okay.
Look, yeah, it's in our minds never to take a picture of JW. That he doesn't want one ever done of him. So it didn't even occur to us to record it because we know there's no point because we can't show it to anybody. I think that's the reason why we didn't do it, unless we just totally forgot. We're so involved in what was unfolding. I mean, it's definitely JW is in the chair over there, and this fucking hologram is over here. What's that? What we're looking at two JWs, you know?
Wow. And you said that Ion's face was like porcelain. Was it a white, so very sort of marbly color, or was it a completely different complexion?
It was just slightly more serious looking. It wasn't, his skin wasn't flapping about.
Yeah, but was the texture of the skin, was it the same color as JW's?
Yeah, yeah, I think it was the same color, but not just tighter.
And could you see through the hologram, Bob, or could you not?
No, it was exactly a person, but floating. See, yes. The thing was not bouncing up and down like when someone's walking. This was just gliding along with no up and down, and we noticed that.
Like you said, like Ortovis when they go out to the other world and he's guiding Orpheus.
No, I didn't hear any of your words. Ortovis, say it again. What did you say?
You said when we were watching the film, the angel Ortovis
was
walking
the
same way.
Yes, yes. Yeah. In the movie, the angel, was it just the angel or was it both of them?
No, just the angel.
Yeah, it was what gliding movie? Like JW, like the hologram.
The system of Orpheus. No,
what?
Orpheus. That was the movie Orpheus.
Testament.
Orpheus.
Oh, with Orpheus, okay. Well, what was funny was at some points in the movie, the angel will be behind Orpheus, have his hands up, and quite a little bit of distance behind the shoulder blades. Was not touched. In the position to touch the shoulder blades, but was not touching him. That's the way Cocteau showed the angel guiding Orpheus. Nice image.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot
later on in that recording, Bob, there was something about the tunnels, and they got smaller and smaller. And
yeah, that's later when we suddenly we see another wall in the factory, and it looked like an old English wall. And we go, what's that? And I think, well, I don't know if I could find it. But anyways, Ion says, that's a tunnel, and at the end of it is a parallel world. And if you go through that, down the tunnel and through the parallel world, you'll be 8 inches high. But he didn't say
yes,
from
whose
perspective.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He showed two things, the pastel stuff and that.
Having listened to it again, on you obviously being on the line, Is the images that you were seeing of Ion in the hologram, were they in almost like a movie setting in the factory? Is that how
I understand it? No, it was a metallic factory with all the parts. I've seen it many times. I've been there.
You have?
I know the factory. Yeah, I know the factory. But we were looking at it through a high-definition video, so it looked shinier or something. But it was still just the factory. A lot of boxes, metallic like furnaces. There were furnaces, these old, modern metallic boxes you see in somebody's basement.
Yeah,
about five.
I'm trying to distinguish between were the boxes in this world or in that world, or in that image or in that hologram.
No, this was our world. This was our world. I was in
and
our.
He
world.
Was floating
we
around
at
and...
another world. We weren't looking at another world. Because I've been in the building, and I know the building, and I just saw the building, but it was quite high definition on the video image. And at one point, Ion stops. Like, that was the question. Can someone else see you if they walked into the factory? And he doesn't answer that. He gives us the pastel corridors. But later, I asked, I think, can they see the wall that you just put up there? I think it's well, and they said no. But I don't think I got an answer to whether anybody could see Ion. Ion has said, sometimes we'll be talking to Ion, you can hear the people in the background in the factory. And I at one point said, can they see you or hear you? No. So we're talking to Ion. There seems to be a group of people around, but they don't know what's going on right beside them. They can't see JW.
Well. And how much that is going on in our world.
Right. And here's another thing. People have tried to find our home here, and I've told this before. They have got an idea, figure out where the address was, and they would drive by, and Ion would have said, we put a cloak of invisibility over your home, and they didn't see it. So they missed it.
Well,
So that's pretty neat.
Wow. Yeah.
They couldn't
best
find it.
Best camouflage in the world, Bob.
Yeah.
Made and produced not in China, but by Ion.
But say it again. Produced.
Made and produced not in China, but by Ion.
Yes. Yeah, the cloak. The technology
the
that makes it
digital quilting.
Right. Or it just blocks the hologram
nice
that we are.
Cloak of invisibility made in China.
Right. Is that a phrase from Orpheus?
No.
I've heard that phrase, cloak of invisibility, somewhere.
Did you say it?
No, I just said it. I think so much for most of the moment. I can't remember what was said 5 seconds ago. That's another moment.
You were for 100 years in somewhere.
Yeah, I was in another world every 3 seconds. But it's pretty incredible, eh? This is at our finest moments, is playing that hologram recording. That's pretty amazing. And yeah, and nobody talks about it. Nobody goes and comments on it. Nobody listens to it. Everybody's so fucking whacked out.
This will be the next Chave Noir film, and they will think it's a surrealist film.
Right, right. Well, what would you? Did you say Charles Lois? What was your phrase? What kind of film?
Charles de Noailles.
Oh, yeah, de Noailles. The guy. Well, this whole operation is Ofenel's hologram that you're in. This whole 8-year thing is a hologram. The modern movie you're inside of.
Yeah.
With great music.
With a great soundtrack.
Yeah, there should be people, you know, the New Agers should be stumbling across and say, what the hell? They call me up, Bob, what is, you were watching something on a hologram? What's that about? And then explain it to them. And then they get it, they go, wow. And then they don't know what to say. They go, that's hard to conceive. That happened to you? Yep. Tell your neighbor.
They may think the RNA are hallucinogenic.
Hallucinogenic properties. Yeah. This is the biggest. You guys have little anomalies. I've said this before, right? What's my anomaly? That something started talking to me, and then everybody else could hear it, and then everybody started to pay for readings. And then we had a show, and it went on for years and years. This I was stuck in this anomaly. When will I get back? And that just reminded me of what the question would. So I was going, I don't know, I just said it. In the session, started to say, this is the biggest anomaly. And then Ian said, that reminds me of something Ian said. Oh, yeah, he goes right into talking. I forgot, I haven't listened to the whole thing in a long time, but he went right into talking about something, right? What was that he was explaining? I don't know, do you remember? No, nobody remembers. It's too fast. I listened to it 10 times. Well,
no.
You want to calm down? Should we do some Don Thiel? We can't get Audrey. We can't get anybody of any consequence on the fucking planet to pay attention to this anomaly I'm trapped in. It's amazing. I just figure we're supposed to be not noticed because it would cause a lot of commotion. Ian is really doing a good job of keeping us anonymous, which is what we used to call ourselves 50 years ago, me and Carolyn. We'd say we were unknowns anonymous. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous? Well, we were unknowns anonymous. We didn't even tell anybody we were unknown. Kept it secret. Walked around as if we were known and famous.
Yeah, the most amazing thing is everything is really put on plain sight. It's in the open.
Yeah, yeah. It's like right here for everybody to look at. I mean, come on, you got to be a fucking dummy not to be impressed with the way Ion talks about all the different things it talks about. I mean, we really show how people block show up in Iondome, we find out how much the blocking mechanism of people is. The lack of curiosity.